Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. It's never, ever just another day at New Life. We have so many great things that happen, and today especially is not just another day. It's a great day with Dr. Daniel Amen here with us with Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, it's good. It's great to be with you both.
Same. I'm excited.
I know.
To answer calls and to get people stoked about brain health.
It's awesome.
Well, first of all, congratulations to you. I understand you are this year's recipient of the John Maxwell Transformational Leadership Award. That's pretty cool.
It was really cool. There were 3,100 people in this monster ballroom. But the exciting part of that is they train business coaches, and they've trained 6 million over the last decade. And we're going to work together to create a module on bringing brain health to business. And
nice.
I'm excited about that because, you know, people get sick together or they get better together. We did this big program at Saddleback Church called the Daniel Plan, and ultimately thousands of churches did that. And I just think it's one of the most important things I ever did. And now the opportunity to go into businesses, you know,
awesome.
Employ thousands, tens of thousands of people is awesome.
Well, let me tell everybody, and then I'm going to ask you a big question, the big question of the day. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. But I can't help but ask you about what you thought about Luck resigning from the NFL. Surely you have a few thoughts about that. I mean, he's saying, I don't want to be injured for the rest of my life. And the second he resigned, I thought about you.
Right. And even though it wasn't brain related, you know, he was having problems with his ankle and shoulder, this is going to save him likely decades of cognitive function. And we've scanned and treated over 300 NFL players, and all of them have brain trauma. But what most people don't know, in fact, when I was in Orlando this weekend, I got to talk to another NFL player, and his first thought was, I don't want to know. Because he believed there was nothing he could do about it. And after I talked to him for a bit, he's so excited because, yes, he's likely to have damage. But, well, when's the best time to try to repair it? Really early or late? And it's early. You know, the sooner you get serious about brain health, the sooner you can live your best life.
But isn't that interesting that he didn't want to? Here's a guy, very smart, right, in the NFLs, played for years. But like all of us, he didn't want to know. It's like we want to close our eyes because we're scared of what we're going to see. But what you help us all to see is no matter what you see, there's a path that can be better for your brain. And you can do something about it. But it takes bravery to look. And once you look, you know the path towards healing.
If you knew a train was going to hit you, would you want to get out of the way?
I would look and then jump very fast.
Well, I think any sane human being would say that memory is one of the most, if not the most valuable things you want your body to be able to do for the rest of your life is to remember. And with Dr. Amen on today, a gift of $10 or more, I'm going to send you Memory Rescue. It really, I mean, it's just everything in there is helpful. you can't lose by retaining and maximizing your memory. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. Really glad you're with us here today with Dr. Daniel Lehman. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. You can call it right now. 1-800-229-3000. We would love for you to be here. Now, before we go to the calls, just tell us kind of a little summary of memory rescue, why somebody would want to give $10 and then get that as a thank you gift back from us.
So it's your roadmap to keeping your memory and your brain healthy, or your map if you need to rescue your memory.
Right.
So okay. To keep it healthy or rescue it if it's headed to the dark place, I wrote Memory Rescue. And it basically says in order to do that, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. We know what they are. I remember, Steve, when I first saw you, the sleep was such a big
right.
issue. And get that better, and so many other things are better. But, you know, people go, oh, what's the one thing I should do? And it's like, you should do them all because it's yeah. your brain.
Yeah, and it is important that it just all feed together to work together. Sleep, nutrition, supplements, exercise, and then be sure that you know if there's been injury and you're working on that injury. Anyway, let's talk to Kate. Kate's calling from Philadelphia. WFIL is the station. Kate, how you doing?
I am fine, thank you.
Good. All right. Well, how can we help today?
I was excited to hear Dr. Amen because I realize I'm 60 years old now, and I wonder if my short attention span has anything to do with my school years in particular. I remember loving inhaling, and I mean sitting there during a whole classroom time and inhaling like magic markers because I love the smell. And I love gasoline. When we would go to the gas station, I would hang my head out the window, and my dad would say, "You can't do that." And I just love the smell of that. Every time we would go, and also when I would go into a freshly painted room, I said I could stay here for hours because I just love the smell, and I just don't know if there's any possibility that that could have anything to do with my short attention span now. It sounds crazy, but
well,
Kate,
it's absolutely not crazy. Those things are addictive. And one of the things I've seen on scans is inhalants, like magic markers, gasoline, paint, are one of the worst offenders of brain damage. And, you know, I actually have this whole host of painters that I scan, and their brains do not look healthy. And I remember this little four-year-old boy who his mother brought him to see me, because I'm also a child psychiatrist, and he went to my board. I have a board in my office, and got one of the magic markers, opened the lid, and just inhaled deeply. And that's just so imprinted on my brain.
Wow.
So the answer is yes, but what do you do about it? Is now you get super serious about putting your brain in a healing environment, and memory rescue is perfect for you. So one, you need to stop that, you know, figure out, is it lavender or rose or lemon or honeysuckle, you know, things that won't hurt you to inhale. But then, omega-3 fatty acids can help, B vitamins can help, and I'm a huge fan of ginkgo to help boost blood flow and help repair some of the damage that may have been done. Plus, you said you were 60, I think, and I just turned 65. And the news on aging is just not good for the brain. What I discovered is, you know, the brain just gets less and less active with age unless you're serious about reversing that. I have this whole group of 90-year-old gorgeous scans. But these are people who are serious about brain health.
So do what you can. And aging is a reality that hits everybody. You're either going to make it, you're going to enhance the horrific parts of aging, or you're going to minimize it. That's the question. I'm going to send her Memory Rescue. Anybody else, gift $10 or more, I'll send it to you. But here's the main thing. You have this gift, this amazing computer, the brain. It's more than just, I mean, it does more amazing stuff than any organ. We need to know about it, how to help it, how to fix it. And Dr. Amen, there's nobody that I know that knows more, does more in that area. So if you've got a question for him right now, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio literally for a couple hours taking your calls. And now let's go to, let's go to Kristen from Dallas, Texas. KWRD is the station. Kristen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Thank you for all of the work that y'all do. And my question is for Dr. Amen. Psychological illnesses, maybe like narcissism, can you see that in your brain scans? And what kind of scan would that be?
So we do a study called SPECT, and SPECT looks at blood flow and activity. It looks at how your brain works. And it does give you an idea of how somebody is and how they're going to be. When I met my wife, Tana, 14 years ago, I really liked her. But I didn't want to like her unless I could see her brain. So 2.5 weeks after I met her, I'm like, you haven't seen the clinic. Don't you want to see the clinic? And I scanned
her.
That
was sneaky.
And if you date one of my four children, I'm scanning you. You know, I have two son-in-laws, and they've both been scanned. Because it gives us patterns that help us understand behavior. So we absolutely can see obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Their front part of the brain works too hard. We can see borderline personality disorder. They have three findings. Narcissism is often associated with low frontal lobe function because they have a lack of empathy. They can't see things from the other person's point of view. They can just sort of see themselves. You know, they look in a mirror and, you know, they just see themselves. They don't see other people. And that's actually a function of your frontal lobes. There's a whole system called the mirror neuron system where we can read the intentions of other people, and they only see themselves, which gives them all sorts of trouble in relationships.
So there is a way, but my thought would be you wouldn't necessarily need a scan. Probably when you met the person, after a few minutes, you'd be able to tell, oh, well, I see what we've got here. And then, you know, she's looking for confirmation, I think, of what she's having to deal with every day, right? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, well, it's kind of worse than that, but yeah.
Okay, well, what's the worst part?
I divorced him. We did a psychological exam, and the psychiatrist said that I was the narcissist and my husband wasn't. And he's been trying to take everything away from me.
That's rough.
That sounds heartbreaking.
So,
isn't there also a need for a question of how do I deal with the grief that comes from marrying somebody and now that person's trying to take everything I have? Are you dealing with that reality in your life?
I have been going to counseling, but I think I have to have somebody that's on a higher caliber of counseling knowledge.
Well, let me tell you what I found was true about me. I spent a lot of time trying to prove I was the good guy, and it's just a waste of time. We have to heal from whatever it is that we're having to deal with. I'm going to send you another book here, and it's called Healing is a Choice, and there are 10 choices. Anybody that ever goes through trauma or a divorce, I think it will help you if you make those choices. 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk with Chuck from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello, Chuck. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. Real quickly, here recently I found out what the situation is. I just don't know now how I'm supposed to deal with it. My marriage is in shambles, and I realize I'm living with a narcissist. And it's been really hard to live with the fact that every issue in her life is my fault. And I don't know how to live with this anymore. She's walked out of our marriage 3 times. And everyone tells me, just trust Jesus. Well, you know, I'm trying. I have a son to think about also. And he cries a lot and wants to know why mommy yells at him. And so I just don't know how to deal with it anymore. It's been literally 10 years of a nightmare.
So are the two of you getting any kind of help together?
She won't. It's the typical, it's not my problem, it's yours. You're the problem. Huh. I've been talking to my pastor, but he said I can't do anything with just one person. You know?
Well, That's partially true. Sherry, I mean, if you're dealing with somebody, I mean, we work with what we have. We deal with what we can deal with.
So, Chuck, let me just kind of touch on something that I imagine is your experience right now, because I'm picking up on it right as we're hearing you, is you're feeling pretty powerless over what to do with your wife and what to do.
I struggle with depression.
Okay.
I struggle with my moods because when she's upset, it's my fault. If she's mad, it's my fault. If she's upset, it's my son's. It's always somebody else's fault.
I understand that. And that's blame, right? That's somebody getting into their victim position, which leaves you feeling like your hands are up in the air. But one of the things that I think, I wrote a little book here at New Life on narcissistic victim syndrome. Because what happens is the person on the other side, we begin to get scrambled in our mind. We lose our way because, one, we feel powerless, and then we've got somebody else that is blaming us for their bad behavior. So one of the best things you can do for yourself is to get probably a higher level of support. And I don't mean that the pastor of the church isn't doing their thing right now for you, but you really need someone who, do you remember Kristen when she says, I feel like I need someone that knows a little more than I do right now? When it comes to narcissism, you want someone that really gets the crazy making that happens and then can help you begin to set some very strong boundaries around their bad behavior. Your son crying is because he's really hurting. He's hurting.
He came to me one day, and he said, Mom yells at me. And I said, what? And I went and told her. I said, you know, you hurt his feelings. She said, he'll get over it.
I know.
Said, no, you hurt him. He thinks you're mad at him. She said, he'll get over it.
So this is the thing, is you are trying to convince her of something that she doesn't want to hear. She's not listening. It's like she's got earphones on her head, right? And the more you try to convince her, and the more she doesn't take that in, the more crazy you start to feel. So you have to own your power. It's not about trying to convince her anymore. It's about setting some very firm boundaries and protecting your son.
So I have a little bit of different spin on this. If Chuck is depressed, Chuck is going to take things more negatively.
True.
And I see both of them sort of pointing the finger at each other. And one of the things I learned is it often doesn't take two people. You have to get one person really healthy, and that healthy behavior begins to change the relationship in a positive way. Now,
true.
Maybe
or
not.
he becomes healthy and he says, I don't want to stay with this.
Absolutely.
I've been doing it 10 years. But you're right, Dr. Amen, that depression can undergird everything about your experience, Chuck. It can make you feel helpless, hopeless, you know, like you don't have a path.
When we met, the first thing our pastor says, you were doing two bus ministries, you were soul winning, you were active in the church. Now you're not. He goes, you're the one that backslid. And I'm getting tired of hearing it. It's me. He said, well, you're the one that backslid.
But Chuck.
I don't want you to go for blame. Blame isn't the right thing, but I want you to go to your power place.
Hold on.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Everybody wants to be happy, but the problem is so many of us are stuck in the struggles of life and weighed down by our past hurts and mistakes. If you want to learn how to become a happier you, join us for this year's Life Recovery Conference.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, recovery just isn't for me, I'm not an addict. Well, actually, recovery is for everyone. If you're struggling in any area, you don't have to be an addict to do better when you surrender and take the steps to a happier life.
12 Steps to Happier with speakers Steve Arterburn, Dr. Dave Stoop, Chris Williams, Becky Brown, Jack West, and Amanda Anderson on Saturday, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine.
Come join me and our team of speakers for a day filled with wisdom and practical help.
12 Steps to Happier, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine. To register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. That's 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, just this morning I was talking with Solomon on the way to school about how important it is as we get older that we do something that is so difficult, and that is this. If we're 10% of the problem, the other person's 90%, we've got to make our 10% right. And if we are complaining about the person, if we're complaining about them, if we're angry at them all the time, we can't be the parent or the friend or the spouse that we need to be. So, you know, Chuck, I just want to encourage you. I think you do need to find someone, and we'll help you with that. I don't think you should be saying, I'm not going to get help because the pastor says it takes two. You can't just work with one. You do what you can do on your side of the street, because she may never, ever want to get help, may never, ever want to get better. But let me send Take Your Life Back to you, and I hope that that's going to be helpful with you. Also, we're doing the Finding Freedom Workshop, and boy, there's a great place for people to get over things, to move beyond whatever it is that has them stuck. That's what that is for. So I hope and pray that maybe you could get to that. All right, let's go to Sam, Columbia, Missouri, listens on the internet. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How's it going?
Ago,
what's happening?
My wife passed away after a long illness, and then 18 months ago, my younger son passed away after a lifelong illness. They both had muscular dystrophy.
Oh,
and I'm curious of how grief affects brain health.
A lot.
Okay.
It's the chronic stress hormones that can be unrelenting that actually hurt the hippocampus. So the hippocampus is this thumb-sized structure on both sides of your brain that's involved in mood and memory. And a lot of people, when they go through a period of grief, it increases their risk of depression. Also, they just can't find names. It just bothers them. They're like, am I getting dementia? And so really engaging in brain-healthy habits can help ameliorate that. In my new book, Feel Better Fast, which I think, Steve, we have. There's a whole section on trauma and grief and things you can do. So, yes, it has a negative impact, especially on the hippocampus, but you can strengthen that by doing the right things.
And you know what I've seen, too, Dr. Amen, is also adding good things like a grief recovery group where you can feel seen and heard and understood for really two big losses, your wife and your son. And in that, you talked about earlier the mirror neurons and how we're able to see others. Well, when others are able to see ourselves, it's like it feeds our brain. It feeds that hippocampus, right? It changes the brain in a positive way. And I think sometimes people avoid going to grief groups because I think they're afraid of their emotions. I think they're afraid they're going to cry. And you know what? Those are the best things you can do is to cry and to have somebody understand your pain and give you a hug. And it heals your heart and your brain as well.
So I want you to think, Sam, of four big circles, because this is how people get sick and it's how they get well. So there's a biological circle. So that's the physical functioning of your brain, making sure you're eating right, you're exercising, you're sleeping, take some simple supplements. There's a psychological circle. We call them ants that can invade the automatic negative thoughts, learning how to control and correct those. There's a social circle, who you are connected with. This is where grief groups can be so helpful, as Sherry said. And there's a spiritual circle, which is why the heck do you care? And how do you put their lives and their deaths in the context of your belief system? And so getting well from grief, it's doing the biological, psychological, social, and spiritual work. And then you can heal the best you can.
But I think the bottom line
now,
is
I'm experiencing some intense anxiety times. I did go to a Christian counselor. I'm going, and depression has been ruled out. But I certainly am having a lot of anxiety, and I do go to a support group, especially for parents who've had a child pass away.
So I have a supplement I like a lot called GABA Calming. I like GABA magnesium. So before they give you Xanax or Klonopin, which doctors just pass out like candy, the problem is once you start them, you can't stop them. That can help manage some of the physical assault on your brain to calm some of the anxiety. Meditation can be so helpful. Hypnosis can be helpful as well.
Well, I love it that you're getting support.
Essential oils a little bit.
Essential oils can help as well, particularly lavender.
Okay. Glad you got support because, you know, there's the good stuff coming into you. And there's the connection that can be so hard to make when you're really hurt. So it's courageous of you. Continue to do that. Can't do anything but make it better. All of us, we need support. We need good stuff coming in, especially if you're in a tough relationship and and you're under the gun all the time, you know, that has an impact. That's what Dr. Amen has told me. That's what he tells everybody. You know, we need to resolve these issues in our relationship so we've got the support, so we've got some good flooding of positive hormones and chemicals into the brain. We'll be back after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And if you have something you're curious about, we've got Dr. Daniel Amen. He is the author of Memory Rescue, latest book, Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. Always love having Dr. Amen on with Dr. Sherry Keffer. She's actually the one that introduced us to Dr. Amen, and he's been so helpful to me. People say, really, where's the evidence? Well, you should just see what it would have been like if he hadn't gotten involved. That's all I can say. Anyway, we're glad you're here, and 1-800-229-3000. Also glad Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, hi. Welcome.
Hey, Steve.
And let's talk about how we're doing. We just got the results in from July. That's pretty great to hear.
Yeah, this is a little different report. I'm on just desperate looking for folks to help us. That hasn't changed a whole lot, but we had really good news with our July financials. We are actually in the black through the month of July for the first 7 months.
Wow.
And has been unusual. I think it's the first time since I've been here we've achieved that. And so we're really happy. We're way ahead of last year. We're way ahead of budget. Things are going well.
To everybody who's part of that, huh?
Yeah, and big part was our matching campaign in June and July. Mm-hmm. And there's always a but. So I want to thank everybody who's been a part of that, and it's really good. We're kind of living in the moment that, hey, things are going well. But August has been like a collective sigh. It's like everybody stepped back and sighed, and it's been a slow month. We're going to need some. I'm here to ask for an extra push this last week of August. If you have been a giver and you can make another gift, an extra gift, thank you. If you've never given, I know there's folks that have never partnered with us that think, I ought to do that. One day I should. Well, can you make today that day and make a gift? And if you haven't joined Club New Life and you've thought about that, this would be a great time. Just call and ask about the benefits, the great thank you gift. There's a lot of good things about Club New Life, but we need that long term. And mm-hmm. when you're part of our giving family, you're changing lives. And I want to give you a testimony, and then I want you guys to get back to calls. a gentleman called the call center expressing his thanks for doing God's work. He had called 800 New Life because his wife committed suicide and his 12-year-old son was scheduled for brain surgery 5 days later.
Wow.
Mm. He lost his house, all of his material possessions. The police were accusing him for being responsible for his wife's death. He was down. He was hopeless, felt worthless. His only thoughts were on how to stop the pain and the guilt. He was listening to our show. He heard a story that touched him, and he felt God leading him to call 800 New Life. And here's what he said about that call. He said, "I was greeted by you. You were very kind. I just poured out my heart. I never felt put down or less than I am. I just had to stay on the phone and let it all out. You had a way of being there, holding me accountable for myself. You just stayed on the phone with me, made me feel like you cared. Now I have a counselor and groups instead of a way out. And I've found a reason for hope, purpose, for a way to use this for good. Thank you, and God bless you in New Life."
Mm.
Folks, when you give...
Thanks to everybody that made that possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what happens when you give. God comes in and does a work, and I want to thank you for it. And back to the calls.
And I was
all
just
right, 1-800 New Life.
I was going to mention one thing. You know, our radio show is completely supported by y'all as donors. And I just think about this man who was listening, and had we not been in the air, he wouldn't have gotten the help in that moment. I mean, just hearing about his story breaks your heart. So it's like we helped him, but y'all helped him, just so you know. It's because of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, 1-800 New Life if you can help or need us, 1-800-229-3000 to be on this particular program right here. Let's go to Marie, Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good, Steve. God bless you. How are you today?
Doing all right. How can we help? Yeah, we can hear you. Sure can.
I have a question for Dr. Amos. So in my young years, I used to smoke a lot of weed. And I noticed that it's very hard for me to, like, remember things and stuff. And I know that in 89, when my brother got murdered, I know that I blocked a lot of my, you know, my past and got into drugs really bad. And I want to know if that is the cause of my forgetting things. And if so, how can I fix it? I'm a born-again believer. I've been in church for 14 years now. But I would like to work on that.
So you are so brave. Thank you for calling. And marijuana is not good for your brain. It's so clear to me. I published a study on 1,000 pot smokers, and virtually every year their brain was lower in activity. Mm. I then published a study on 62,454 scans. It was the world's largest imaging study on how the brain ages. And what we found was marijuana was one of the worst things in aging the brain. But, you know, if you listen when I'm on, we always talk about you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. And so it is absolutely essential to put your brain in a healing environment. And so you're not smoking pot anymore. I like that. I don't want you to think of alcohol as a health food. So many people do in this country. It's another thing that ages the brain. And basically, brain rehabilitation is about three things. It's brain envy. You got to care about it. So really go, okay, I can make my brain better. I care. Then stop doing things that hurt it, and you just need to know the list of things that hurt it. So drugs, alcohol, not sleeping, not exercising, eating bad food, living in a toxic environment, chronic stress. And then do things that help it. So it's care, stop doing anything that hurts it. Do things that help it. So exercise helps. Omega-3 fatty acids help. Earlier we talked about ginkgo can help. There's so many different things. And I think we should send her memory rescue. because, you know, if your brain is headed to the dark place, and if somebody's complaining of memory problems when they're 40 or 50 or 60, you have an 80% chance they're going to get worse unless you do something about it. And that's what we see day in and day out at Amen Clinics, that when we do follow-up scans for our patients who do what we ask them to do, their brains get better.
And you know what's interesting, too, and Marie, we just want to say we're sorry about the loss of your brother. I mean, to have your brother murdered is tragic and a painful, painful event. And sometimes what happens with our brains, because the event that happened, the loss of him and how it happened is so painful, we don't go there. We don't want to go there. And we might numb right. out through alcohol, pot, whatever, because we don't want to feel those feelings. And grief can sometimes, complicated bereavement or grief that you haven't done, can sometimes cause you to have memory issues as well. And so if you haven't done that deeper trauma work, I would invite you to think about doing it now in order to unburden your brain from holding that painful memory in its tank, right? In that amygdala, in that place of the brain. That
right, so the chronic stress from the loss, from the trauma, a traumatic loss, along with the marijuana, it's taking the hippocampus. And the hippocampus is so cool because every day it produces 700 new baby cells. I mean, people don't get that the brain is not just when it finishes developing, it makes new hippocampal cells, memory mood cells, every day. It's making 700 of them.
Wow.
But if you bathe them with stress or you bathe them with pot, you murder them. You know, they can't assimilate into your big brain. You know, you're killing the babies.
Right.
And so putting your brain in a healing environment, and often it's dealing with the trauma because trauma leaves a signature in the brain. I published a study on 21,000 people, and we could see those who had PTSD, they had their own signature in the brain, and you can get rid of it. And that's where treatments like EMDR and some other treatments for emotional trauma can just be so helpful to get rid of that signature.
All right. I'm really glad that you called. And
you're welcome, Steve. Thank you for your help.
All right, now you hold on, and I'm going to send you Memory Rescue. But just today, another conversation I had with Solomon, he was saying, why is it that pot was legalized when there's so much that he sees that's wrong with it? And so I said, let me get back to you on that. I mean, it is quite a mystery how, I mean, it's intriguing.
Well, it'd be fun to talk about. It'd be an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, alcohol was legalized, and then we started seeing people run into trees and kill people. And so I think it's a matter of time before legalized marijuana is going to flag us all, and everyone's going to go, oh, that wasn't a good idea.
Well, I'm still waiting for that call where somebody can tell me how fantastic their life has gotten after pot.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that all of you are with us here today. 1-800-229-3000 for the following program. And then 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us or if we can help you. I want to mention that I'm preaching this weekend. And you could watch that sermon. It's called Follow Me. Now, it's not me. It's Jesus I'm talking about there. Anyway, it's this Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, 9 and 11 a.m. Eastern Time at northviewchurch.us. I love getting to preach. One of my favorite things. And, you know, Northview Church, I think we baptized almost 400 people last weekend. It is an amazing place. All right, let's go back. Let's talk with, well, here's a great question. Marsha from Mandan, North Dakota, KNDR, Mandan, North Dakota. Hey, Marsha, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. You have a question for us or just Dr. Amen. We're used to that.
Yes, I do. My daughter was in a car accident 3 years ago. And we just been treating her with the hyperbaric chamber. I want to know Dr. Amon's opinion on the chambers and what supplements I could give her to help promote the healing of her brain. She's being treated for a post-concussion.
So it's an area that I think about a lot. We have scanned maybe 20,000 people who have a traumatic brain injury at some point in their past. I did the big NFL study when the NFL was sort of having trouble with the truth about the impact of traumatic brain injury. And I'm a huge fan of hyperbaric oxygen. And, you know, I'm a psychiatrist by training. So why do I care about hyperbaric oxygen? I had a friend who's a professor at UCLA show me the before and after SPECT scans after people had been in a chamber for 40 sessions. Dramatic improvement in blood flow. I was so impressed. And then I did a study with a group out of Louisiana on soldiers who'd been involved in blast injuries, and we actually saw improvement after the first hyperbaric session, and after 40 sessions we saw improvements in mood and memory, focus, and so on. So I'm a fan and think it should be part of concussion repair. From a supplement standpoint, I think your daughter should take multiple vitamins, especially high in B vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids. So fish oil can be incredibly healing. And then what I used in my NFL study, so I used a multiple vitamin, fish oil, and a brain boost that actually increased brain function in a number of different ways, including ginkgo, because ginkgo increases blood flow to the brain, phosphatidylserine, because it helps to. And I outline all this in detail in Memory Rescue and also in my book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, because it's so exciting that you are not stuck with that hurt brain. And then one other thing that most people haven't heard of, but people who have concussions have a higher incidence of visual processing problems. And it's called the Irlen syndrome, I-R-L-E-N. So she has headaches or has trouble learning. If when she reads, she gets really tired, you should just go on the Irlen website, IRLEN.com, and just take the self-test to see if that might be part of it. And the treatment is colored filtered lenses. You know, I actually have some of my NHL players, they actually tint their masks a certain color because, you know, they all have concussions and they play better because
oh
their depth perception is better.
All right. So I'm really glad you called us. Yeah. What's that?
I'm sorry. The chamber she's had, she's been in the chamber 16 times so far, and her headaches have diminished in intensity. She still gets them, but she said they're more bearable.
Hmm.
So nice. Check out Irlen with headaches, because sometimes just giving her blue lenses or yellow, and everybody's a little bit different, can make just a huge difference.
All right. I'm glad you called. I'm going to send Memory Rescue to you. And I really appreciate Dr. Amen being here. A gift of any of $10 or more, I'll send a copy of Memory Rescue to you. It'll be a blessing to you. And just to become a Dr. Amen fan and follow him and listen to the stuff that he does. I said this the other day, the smartest guy I've ever met follows Dr. Amen. This guy is just brilliant, and you know he's telling me all the stuff that he does because Dr. Amen does it, and this is a guy that is focused on research and results. And so there are all sorts of folks that are great, great supporters of what Dr. Amen does, and I'm not alone, a lot of people. So if you've never, ever looked at his stuff, please order a copy. It's a great place to start, Memory Rescue. Now, I want to address something that was said early in the program. A gentleman called, and he said he went to a pastor, and they said, just trust Jesus when it comes to this problem in his marriage. You know, if you just trust Jesus, you're really trusting Jesus and his instruction and what to do. And his word tells us to open up to somebody. Don't stop meeting with other people. He instructs us to bear, through his word, to bear our own load, not to act like we're helpless. We might be powerless to change somebody else, but we're not helpless to deal with ourselves. Trusting Jesus isn't laying back and waiting for God to do what God's waiting for us to do. If you really trust Jesus, read his word and see what it says, because there's a lot of work that has to be done. One of the ways you can do that is working the 12 steps. Another way is to take those seven different principles out of the Spiritual Renewal Bible or the book Transformation. Work through those. But how's that going to help you if you can't remember what you're doing? If you can't process? If you can't relate? Because this organ, this brain, isn't functioning well. I want to encourage you to do something that a lot of people never do. See the brain as an organ, not just some weird, strange, difficult thing to understand. And when you get Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, or Memory Rescue, it really does help you see it as something you can make better. You can help it function to maximum potential. So you call us, gift of $10. Let us start you off with Memory Rescue. It is a great one. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, when you call us, you can also find out about this cruise we're taking, our trip in 2020, filling up quickly. We're going to go all the way from Amsterdam over to Germany. It's going to be an amazing time of getting to know you, you knowing us, and great biblical teaching. Mine and I are going to teach on that. But you have to sign up now, even though it's in 2020. Also, Finding Freedom is the workshop that I do. I do it about three times a year, and our next one is going to be in September in Dallas on the 20th. It's the week after our Everyman's Battle. That's a different kind of freedom, and if you've got that problem, sexual integrity, that's where you go. But anxiety, stress, pressure, depression, finding freedom, September the 20th. We've had great results with this workshop, and it's right there smack dab in the center. In Irvine on October the 5th, we're doing 12 Steps to Happier there at Irvine at Mariners Church. It's all about life recovery. And then Intimacy and Marriage, October the 25th. We love you. We care about you. We want you to experience the best in life. That's why we have Dr. Amen on and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Thanks to them. Thanks to all of you who support, listen, watch, and pray for us. We are grateful for you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.